Welcome to episode 3. I'm Jay. The title of this episode is God. The title could have been something else, like who is God, where is God, what is God like, and even does God exist? These are some of the shortest questions one could ask, yet the answers are far from simple. As complex as our human brain is, we can only scratch the surface trying to answer these questions. Scripture tells us that God is loving, forgiving, honest, creative, knowable, and welcoming, just to name a few things that we can confidently say about God. One thing you must also know about God is that He wants to have a relationship with you and me. He's been chasing you and me all of our life. He created us. He gave us life. He made us unique. He made you in order for Him to love you. He made you in order for Him to love you. He made you to have a relationship with you. He made you in His image so you could try to be like Him. He created you to do His work here on this place we call Earth. You were put here by God to do specific things. How did He accomplish all this for just you? Wow, I don't know. Then how did He do all that for everyone else who's ever lived? And everyone else who's alive today? And how did He do it for everyone else? How's He going to do it for everyone else who will ever live? That's why He's God. What does the Bible say about God? In Psalm 147, chapter 5, verse 5, in the New International Version, the NIV, it says, "Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit." That's simply said, but I mean, does it even sufficiently describe God? "Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limits." You know, it's hard for our puny human brain to comprehend God, the creator of everything, the creator of the universe. Our language is just so insufficient. Psalm 121 says, "I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." The Psalms are full of prayers and praises to Almighty God. I mean, the Psalms are just so beautifully written and beautifully descriptive of what God is and what God has done. But then we go back to the beginning and get a better picture of God and what makes Him the Almighty God we know. If you go back to Genesis in the first chapter, go to verse 26 and 27 in Genesis, the very first chapter, almost way back to the beginning. In verse 26, it says, "Then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in His own image. In the image of God, He created them. Male and female, He created them. Is it not awe-inspiring to think of what God has done for us? This is all God's gift, the awesomeness of creation. Some would say, "Well, to believe in God, I need to see proof." Well, you know, what would you say to someone like that? "I need to see proof that God exists." Well, I'd say just look around. Proof is all around you. Just open your eyes. Okay, so rather than me trying to explain, totally inadequately, I might add, about who God is, just believe with all your heart that the world you see around you is created by Him for us because He loves us all. And we are here to do His work. And believe also that He wants you to come to Him. And the way you do that is through belief that God came to live here among us in the person of Jesus Christ, who suffered and died for all our sins. He was buried and rose on the third day. And in doing so, He gives us eternal life. And all we need to do is accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior and turn away from our sins. The price is paid. The price is paid, brothers and sisters. God came to earth as Jesus. He lived a perfect, sinless life. He suffered. Even though He was sinless, He was tortured. He was a sinless man. He died so that we could be forgiven. So that our sins could be wiped away. My friend, that is who God is. Try to imagine with your tiny human brain and the limited power that it has, as great as it is, try to imagine the greatness, the awesomeness of God. I'd like you to join me right now in reading Psalm 51, the first 12 verses of Psalm 51, as a prayer to end our time together today. I want you to join me in reading it. And this is a psalm of King David. And David, as you know, or you probably do know, but you may not know that David, while he slayed Goliath and all that, he was a very flawed individual, as are most of the men in the Bible. David was a very flawed individual, but he had great faith. And Psalm 51 is his prayer to God. And I want you to put yourself in, maybe if not in David's place, then pray this psalm for yourself as we read it together. It's Psalm 51. The first 12 verses. Here we go. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your verdict and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Yet you desired faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in that secret place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the salvation, the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Amen. Listener, I really want you to take those last three verses to heart. Psalm 51, verses 10, 11, and 12. Pray that often. I thank you so much for listening today. Again, as always, feel free to drop me an email with prayer requests, questions, and comments to ydbv2020@gmail.com. That's Y as in your, D as in daily, B as in Bible, V as in verses, 2020@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. And please let me know what location you're listening from and what podcast platform you're using. That would be good information for me. Always curious about our listeners. So email me anytime you want, and I will not use your email for any solicitation of any kind. Again, I want to thank you for listening, and God bless.